I'd like to call the May 17th, 2021 Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting back to order.
Case number 12,558, Sequence Properties LLC. Seek variances from the side yard setback requirements for existing and proposed structures. Section 115-82 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest side of Coastal Highway Route 1, approximately 397 feet southeast of Sierra Avenue. The 911 address is 19724 Coastal Highway, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is C1. Tax parcel is District 334, MAP 13, parcel 319.01. You're seeking a 4.7-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard for an existing building and a 4.5-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback for a proposed addition and existing concrete pad. We have zero letters of support, one letter of opposition, which has been submitted to each member, and zero letters of mail return.
Is the applicant present? If you would, please come forward and be sworn in with Mr. Sharp.
Good evening. State your name and address for the record.
Richard Lawrence, 45 Winona Circle, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Hello.
Floor is yours.
What it is, my name is Rick Lawrence. I'm appearing on behalf of Sequence Properties, the property owner. What it is that we have a tenant, a restaurant called Touch of Italy. Due to changes in their business, they need to expand their kitchen to accommodate the increased takeout business that a lot of restaurants have had to adjust to so that they have extra space for packing. It's an older building, immediately contiguous to Outlet Liquors. Outlet Liquors has about a 3-inch setback from the property line. That's an older building. The Touch of Italy building has about a 6-inch setback from the property line. The area in the back of the property where Touch of Italy wants to expand their kitchen is currently a large raised concrete slab. As far as all they want to do is to be able to extend the current line of the Touch of Italy building because for logistical reasons and flow inside the restaurant and the kitchen, it will make it much more efficient just to extend out that way. And they would move the existing walk-in cooler. They would slide it back, but definitely not encroaching on the back setback on that same concrete slab. As far as it's an area of the property, well,
I've never done this before, but here. Let's show up. It's right back in here. No one really goes there. And it's just a matter of extending that concrete slab there and sliding. It's only a 360-square-foot addition they want to put on. It's another 13 feet onto the building. Because of the configuration of the utilities, there's like grease traps in the ground close to the building. And the utilities, it's really the only place where they can add on in this particular instance. As far as we did purchase the property in July of 2020, so these conditions supposedly existed for a long time. This building is a concrete block building that I believe was built at least 50 years ago. As far as changing the character of the neighborhood, it's commercial. And again, like I said, this is in the back of the property. And it doesn't interfere with any parking or any aesthetics because it abuts to the current Outlet Liquors building, which is right, like I said, 3 inches off the property line. This would just be a continuation of the existing Touch of Italy building by about 13 feet and then filling in the concrete so that it's at the same level and is not a hazard of anybody falling into this little abyss, so to speak.
Does that complete your presentation?
Yes.
Do we have any questions for the gentleman?
On your, sir, on your application, you stated proposed and existing.
Yes.
In terms of the variance itself. Can you help me understand that? Maybe you have, under existing?
Yes.
Specifically what the existing is?
Yeah, there's the existing raised slab.
Okay.
And really what, one of the requests is to fill in that concrete again, just so it continues that same line as the Touch of Italy building, so that that area, that raised slab, is certainly not a sudden drop-off into this no man's land, so to speak, of the 4.5-foot section that we're talking about here.
Okay. Thank you.
So just to understand this correctly, Touch of Italy is, they leased that part of the building from you, and you own the property, and
yes.
You are going to be doing these.
I'm sorry, what was that?
And you are going to be doing the construction to this, or is Touch of Italy?
Oh, Touch of Italy would be doing the construction.
Sir, will this take up any parking in the back?
One of the reasons Touch of Italy is constrained in going any directions is that parking is at a premium. This is considered a shopping center. There are 65 spaces in there now. And as you know, under the code, you need one space for every 200 square feet of leasable area. And so they're constrained. They cannot sacrifice any parking. So that's one of the reasons they can only go in this direction. Plus, right here, somewhere right around there, it's a very rough approximation, there are some grease traps, and that's where all their utilities come in. Also, on the inside, which you can't see here, of that particular building, it really wouldn't pay to expand in that little notch out. In this little notch out here, it doesn't pay to expand there because inside, this is a very narrow hallway. And so suddenly by going that way, all the kitchen is right here where my thumb is, the current kitchen. And so it makes sense that everything just flows straight back. Otherwise, somebody's having to come around this corner. It just, and also you'd have to be building over those grease traps, which is usually not optimal.
Have you talked to any of your neighbors? Is there anybody in opposition?
As far as we know, none of the neighbors are in opposition. The neighbor on this side is Outlet Liquors. Over here, it's Naj and Hickman's Meat Market and Org Vacuum, and then IHOP, and then behind it, there's a trailer park. It really doesn't affect them. There's a fence there, and currently there's this large walk-in cooler, a storage shed, and so from them, from their point of view, aesthetically, nothing would really change.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Mr. Sharp?
I just want to make sure I understand the proposal correctly. When I look at the drawing here, I see existing building, which I believe one of the variances is for the existing building, correct, Ms. Norwood?
Correct.
So then I see a shaded area that shows the addition. And then there's a dotted area that shows the walk-in cooler, and it appears to say existing or EXG. I'm assuming that's existing.
Yes.
And then behind that, I see the existing storage shed.
Yes.
Is that walk-in cooler and storage shed also, are they being removed in the addition, the only thing that's going to add there remain?
Okay, well, what would happen was that their plan was to add to the kitchen this dark shaded area, and then the existing walk-in cooler, get rid of that existing shed, okay? And then slide the existing walk-in cooler back, and it would still fit on that raised concrete platform. Okay. That makes sense.
So where would the walk-in cooler end up being? Is it going to be at the edge of the existing storage building, or is it going to be at the edge of the proposed concrete pad?
It would be close to that far edge of that existing storage shed. The storage shed would go away. It's kind of a dashed line. You see that? Mm-hmm. And so the storage shed goes, the existing walk-in slides back, and you're still almost 10 feet from that back property line. You're still 4 or 5 feet from the setback line in the back.
Now, one thing, and I will note that parking is tight in that area. I think you testified to that.
Yes.
We did get a strong letter from the owner of the, appears to be the Outlet Liquors property of Phoenix Realty Associates. We got a letter from a Blake Thompson that was in opposition. Have you seen that letter?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so when you had said that there's no neighbors in opposition, we clearly have evidence that there is one. And it did come in, it appears earlier today.
Oh.
It stands to me, that's why you didn't see it. But in that, they really were noting that there were traffic problems, particularly that there was, I guess, issues with patrons of the property. Yeah, so we can give that to the applicant, Mr. Ford. That there were issues with, patrons of your tenants parking on the parking spaces of Outlet Liquors and others of theirs, and I think they've brought that up as well. Has that been something that you've observed or aware of, that there's parking problems in that area?
There have been over the years, from what I understand, as far as even there are times when it goes both ways, because there are patrons for Outlet Liquors that are parking in our lot in the front there. This particular picture doesn't have it, but there are times when they're parking by us and going over to Outlet Liquors. Usually that's during the day, and at night there are occasions when our patrons are going there. Now, in the past, the tenants, Touch of Italy and Naj, have entered into a side agreement with their tenant at Outlet Liquors, a guy named Alice Pirates, and where they lease spaces so employees of the two restaurants park in the far side of Outlet Liquors where Jimmy's Grill used to be. There's kind of a far end, what is it called, Sierra. There's a far end of the parking lot. Oh, here it is, here. I'll mark it on here. Where Naj and Touch of Italy would rent some of these spaces from the tenant of Outlet Liquors. I think it was about 12 or 15 of these spaces right through the box, the red box.
Now I guess the thing that when I get back, when I look at this, they're adding kitchen space, which I'm presuming is so they can accommodate more patrons?
Well, no. The capacity of the restaurant with the fire assembly code and whatnot is approximately 114. The need for expanding the kitchen is really for the, I think it's kind of a almost evolution of the restaurant business to more takeout. People feel safer that way, it's more convenient, and primarily the 360-foot addition would be for packing things. Right now, their existing kitchen is very tight, and to pack the orders and the volume they're doing, because right now, I think, even now as the pandemic is winding down, still 40% of their volume is takeout.
Well, I guess the reading between the lines here on the letter from the neighbor, and certainly want to give you an opportunity to review that as well. But it would seem to me that if we're trying to expand our kitchen so we can accommodate more people for takeout, that's going to naturally have more people coming to your property that are at some point going to need to park, although probably for a lesser amount of time than those who are coming to eat and dine at your restaurant. Either way, that's still going to result in more people coming to the property. Do you foresee that having parking issues regarding with your neighbor? Because your neighbor has clearly articulated that the parking is a problem.
There's no doubt that parking is an issue there. But as far as what the tenants, both Touch of Italy and Naj here, have indicated to us is that this may change as COVID wanes. But the idea of the curbside pickup has been immensely popular. That's, you probably are familiar with it. That's when they arrive, either call or they text the restaurant, and they tell what kind of car they have, and somebody from the restaurant runs it out.
Did your tenant look at pushing the addition so it's off the side property line?
I'm not sure what you mean.
Right now your building is, the addition is going to be flush with the building. Now I understand your testimony is that building's been there for 50 years or more, correct?
Yes.
Is your belief that building predated Sussex County's code?
From what we were told, I didn't look it up, but what we were told is that it was built sometime in the 60s.
Okay. So the addition, though, as you're proposing, it would run flush with the building, so it's only going to be 6 inches from the property line.
6 inches, and then the outlet liquors building is 3 inches, so it'd be about 9 inches.
Is there a reason you couldn't put the addition compliant with the side yard setback? Because currently your walk-in cooler and your storage shed appear to comply.
Oh yeah. Again, the reason being is that, like I marked with these two little red dots, they really can't go in that direction because of the interior configuration of the building. That's just a really narrow hallway where they have the electrical panels. And also right outside is not only where the electric service is, but there are these two grease traps. And from what I've been told, it would be very difficult to build over those and impractical.
And I know you showed it, I couldn't quite see exactly what you're talking about. So I'm looking at this drawing here.
Yeah.
The one says construction drawings, and you've got the addition that's in shaded. Are those grease traps to the left of that?
Yes, those grease traps. Let's see if I can mark it. They're about right there, if you can see where I have the X's.
Okay.
I don't know if you can see that from there.
Yeah.
Right there.
Did your tenant look at reconfiguring this addition so that it could otherwise fit within that building envelope? At least the addition, I understand the building.
It's been our understanding that them in working with Frank Bada, the architect of Moonlight, that the current configuration of the kitchen, this was the most efficient room, the layout that they could do. Again, like I say, that was based on efficiency.
And I'm also going to look here, there's a boundary survey plan that was part of the record that's dated September 6th of 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And that one also shows a 4x8 shed in the rear of the property.
Yes.
Is that been removed? Is that going to be removed?
That would be removed.
Okay, so both of the existing sheds are going to go?
Yes.
And the commercial loading dock's going to be kind of reconfigured?
Yes.
Be an addition? Okay, is that one-story commercial building there still in existence?
No.
Okay.
We actually removed that recently because really it was an unsafe spot.
Okay, so is that, because it looked like there might be some parking, is that used for parking now?
No, right now it's just fenced off because they even took out the little bit of a foundation that was.
Okay, so where there appears to be two block commercial buildings on the northwest side of the property, there's now just one?
Yes.
Okay, bigger one?
Yes.
Okay.
It's 4,400 square feet.
Okay. All right, thank you. I have no further questions. The board may have some.
Sir, the width of the addition you're proposing, is that, did you say that was based on the width of the current kitchen?
Yes.
So you want to make so there's no jogs in the wall?
Exactly.
Okay. I don't know much about how kitchens work. Would it cause a problem to the functionality of the kitchen if there was a jog in the wall?
I don't pretend to be an expert in kitchen layouts either. They were just saying that would be the optimal. You know, if you all feel differently, you feel differently. But as far as like, that was the idealized layout. They didn't feel it really impacted anybody because you don't really see that. You know, nobody can see it unless they're going back there. And again, it was just following the existing line for 13 feet.
Is the existing construction of the building concrete and steel?
It's concrete block.
Concrete block, okay. Is the new addition also going to be concrete block?
I'm sorry?
The new addition, would it also be concrete block?
I think they were talking about something called insulated metal panel with ephes on the outside so that, you know, it would blend in and has that kind of like stucco look. But it's insulated metal panel, which, if you're familiar, metal panel with the insulation is about 4 inches.
So if we were to deny it tonight, do you think you would consider building a smaller addition that would be conforming?
Of course. I mean, I'm going to concede to whatever this board decides.
Thank you.
I'm not a rebel.
No, it's okay. Thank you.
Question. The new addition you indicated was going to be for packing, and the primary purpose was because of the change of business plan to address an increased amount of takeout business.
Yes.
Is there any plans or intention with the new addition for the pickup point to be associated with the new construction?
No, because logistically it would be a nightmare that cars would have to come back there. It wouldn't work.
Okay.
You know?
And so then there's, again, for my understanding and maybe the record, so then there's no exit out onto Ocean View Avenue?
No.
From where the construction would be?
And actually something this isn't reflecting because it's showing a building here. This building is gone, and now it is a much easier swing. This building that was existing that was really an unsafe structure in a large porch, which, you know, needless to say, it's gone now. But also, this was a rather tight driveway back here. The thing is that the plan is once, I don't know how to get rid of that, but the plan is once a new building is built, so that it's a little easier swing, needless to say, not to have any porch there, and actually make a little notch in the building. So this becomes much wider here. Right now, it's maybe 20, 24 feet wide, and delivery trucks come in there, semis, or relatively small semis, and it's a tight swing. The idea is by doing the notch out, it's much easier for customers and trucks to get back there, if that makes sense.
Thank you.
So I want to understand this. You've removed the small building, but you're planning to rebuild it?
Yes.
And you want to but you need to also add to this other building. Why can't you do the addition in the kind of location in that direction? Is it just because of the configuration of the commercial building?
The
Touch Italy?
Yeah, the Touch Italy kitchen right now, it's like that. See that red rectangle? That's where the Touch Italy kitchen is now. So they really can't go in this direction. Right here is a fire exit that's required, and that's why this building, when it gets rebuilt, can only go that far.
What are you going to do for parking when that new building is built? Is that going to be a restaurant? I mean,
no.
Okay.
The idea is that we don't have a tenant yet, but the idea is, again, in total, once that building gets rebuilt, it's only about 2,400 square feet, this particular new building would be. In total, this shopping center would have about 13,000 square feet. And like we said earlier, the code is for a shopping center, you need 200 square feet. Leasable space equals one car or one parking spot. And the center has 65 spaces. 65 times 200 is 13,000.
So you believe there'd be adequate parking even with the new building in place?
Well, because, you know, one of the difficulties now is that this is a restaurant, this is Naj, and this is Touch Italy. So you have two restaurants. The idea is that whomever the tenant is here would not be a restaurant. It would be more of a business that probably has daytime clientele. During the day, parking is never really an issue here. It's only at night.
Okay, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Any other questions from the board? Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of this application? Operator?
If anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Thank you. There are no further questions. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
I would note just to the board, we have variance for the existing building as well as the
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12558 for Sequence Properties. I believe that there are some unique physical conditions and that the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood and represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief. I would make the motion contingent upon the removal of the two storage buildings that were stated in the hearing.
A motion, do I hear a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for my reasons.
And aye, too, for those reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 12558 has been approved.
Thank you very much.